Hello and welcome to the final session of Embodied Boundaries. And this is kind of like a bonus session because it isn't really, you know, a linear path. I think the first four were kind of really bringing you through sort of a linear way, but I wanted to spend some time just talking a little bit about what happens in the space between where we might see where a boundary might be needed versus feeling the truth of where that boundary is. And if you have been listening through, you know, for the example of when I was dating my ex who struggled with addiction, you know, what I saw in many ways with his addiction earlier on was right, you know. It wasn't that what I could see at the beginning was not true, was not real, and was okay even. You know, there were many things that were not okay. But it didn't become an embodied boundary until later, because there were lessons that I needed to learn within that time. And that can be kind of one of the hardest things to be with, is when we can see something, yet for some reason, we're still in it, we're still allowing it, we're still, you know, doing whatever we're doing, or we're still seeing the pattern come back or the behavior come back in different people. It's because there's something there for us. And again, this is why I really like to look at all of this through a lens of personal responsibility, and just really through this place of like looking at this and boundaries from the spot of this is what I'm creating for my life, right? It's not about the other person. A sacred ecosystem is not about the other person. It's about a generative dynamic for all. And so I just wanted to spend a little bit of time touching on that. One, because I think it's really important that we don't look at this work as dogmatic, right? As I mentioned before, this is not about shoulds or black and whites. It's a framework or a template to use. And in this template, we are going to see our own patterns, right? So one of the patterns that I had the opportunity to confront was my judgment. And for example, with me, like my judgment was really just protecting the heartbreak of feeling fully what the addiction was doing to our relationship, right? It was easier to just see something and blame and deflect and judge him as a way to actually protect my heart from the pain, instead of allowing myself to truly feel the vulnerability of caring about him, feeling the pain of watching someone I love go through what they're going through. There was just a lot of discomfort and sensation that I wasn't willing to face at that time at first. And so the judgment was a protection mechanism. And I then got to feel into what was underneath it. I got to actually see the intimacy available when we take our judgments down, right? That was a gift. It was a real gift for him to ask me and invite me to drink with him. And because when he did it, it was from a really honest and vulnerable place of like, I feel a lot of judgment and I feel a lot of shame when this comes on, and I would like a space to be in my addiction while still being loved, is basically what he was asking. And I was able to do that. And that was an incredible lesson for me, an incredible opportunity for me to see that I could actually keep my heart open to someone, even if there were things that I saw or that I didn't agree with or that I was afraid of. And then I let the natural evolution of things do its work. And that is the real gift. That is the alchemy available. That's the transformation available of self when we really stick to these boundaries being true embodied boundaries and allow ourselves to learn the lessons that exist within the space between what we think should be a boundary and what the real thing is for us. And so this is why I also say live your life. Like, we're messy human beings. We all have patterns. And when we are in relationships with people who have behaviors that we don't love, it's because there's something there for us to learn, and or there's something that we are getting served through those behaviors, right? You know, there was a very small part of me for quite a while that didn't want to fully admit that he would probably need to stop drinking completely, because I was scared of what that would mean for me and my relationship to alcohol. And I didn't even drink that much. And this, you know, and this is one of those icky ones to see, to go, wow. There was a part of me that was scared, a selfish part of me that was scared. And so anytime there was something that can kind of convince me that, like, maybe it's okay or it's not that bad, I would just allow enough space for that, because I actually felt like I was getting something from it. There were also times where he was more affectionate when he drank, and I allowed it because I liked his affection. All right, so there is always a purpose at play, and this is a journey of self-awareness. It's a journey of learning. That's what life literally is. It's a curriculum of learning for our souls. And every person who's brought into our lives is there to teach us something. And so I really want to, like, give you so much permission to really just be with yourself in the sticky, messy parts, and to let your heart crack open. Because truly, the things cement into your body when you allow the lesson to move all the way through, which means when you allow your heart to break. So anywhere where you have an idea of something, where you have a boundary or a behavior or something that you think you should be doing or they should be doing, stop right now. Drop it. Drop that. Walk into the arena and actually feel what's there. Actually feel what wants to be illuminated within you. And so I'm actually going to give you a little guided meditation that you can use to explore this whenever this comes up. Okay, so you can come back to this at any point and come back to this point in this lesson and use this meditation. And I'm guessing that you might have a couple situations already in mind after going through this program. And so I invite you to sit with this and give this a try right now and allow yourself to just see the gift of what you can discover from situations that may have been deemed unpleasant or things that you have judged so far in your life. So I want you to get comfortable. You can sit, you can lie down, whatever feels good for you. And close your eyes. And just take a few deeper breaths here, not forcefully, but just let your breath deepen. And I want you to first really feel how safe you are in your body right now. So almost like you're doing a little scan. Just feeling that you are here exactly as you are. You can feel the way that you're being held by the floor, the bed, the chair. Your home. So just take a few breaths into that energy. And now I want you to bring into your awareness a dynamic that has been on your mind. Bring into awareness a dynamic where you might think that you should have a boundary, but you're noticing based on your actions that the boundary isn't actually there, right? And maybe you're finding yourself a little bit frustrated with that. Maybe you're noticing some judgment on someone else. So just bring that situation to mind here. And I want you to think about the behavior or aspect of the situation that is frustrating you. The thing that you wish wasn't happening, yet you're allowing to happen. And just breathe with that for a couple breaths. Actually notice what it feels like in your body as you're thinking about this person or this situation. And then the first question I'm going to have you ask yourself as you're lying here is, how am I benefiting from it? Like, what is the thing that I'm choosing over a boundary right now? What am I getting from this? And I want you can ask your body to reveal it to you, right? So it doesn't have to be a super mental process. You're really just asking, like, reveal to me, what is the thing? It could be connection, or what feels like connection, company, attention, you know, whatever it is. And just breathe with that. And be really compassionate with that part of you. And now that that's illuminated, I want you to pay attention to your heart. I want you to ask your heart to show you what it really wants you to feel and know about this dynamic, this situation, and this behavior. And just keep your attention on breathing into the heart. Almost imagining it softening a little bit here. Just feeling what it wants you to feel. It may feel scary, may feel like a bit of terror. And you only go in as far as you can go in and hold yourself, but just breathe and just keep your attention on the heart space. And notice if your mind wants to, you know, pop out or kind of jog around it, and just see if you can hold yourself and let yourself open to the truth of that a little bit more. It's just a little bit. How does it feel in this behavior, in this dynamic? And it's full permission for this. It doesn't mean anything except that you get to feel the truth. You can let out sounds. There might be anger even. Sometimes anger is actually the first layer. So let yourself feel that, express that. And then watching that you don't get pulled into it or lost into it, I want you to kind of let it just like run its course a little bit. You can just slow your breath. And I want you to imagine whatever kind of maybe opened. And here's the thing, it may not have been much. It may have just been a little bit. So there's no judgment on what this experience is like. It is just a continual softening. But I want you to imagine whatever did open, I want you to picture it like dust settling. And I want you to feel it sort of solidifying, and you can kind of bring the energy from the heart space now down into like the belly and even the pelvis. I want you to feel it really rooted. Really kind of bringing it in through this power center here. And then letting yourself acknowledge the truth there. It might have a different texture to it. And that is really the process. So keeping your eyes closed here, just being with that and letting the truth of that now be a part of you. Right? And there's nothing to necessarily do with this unless it feels true to do something. So all we're doing is allowing for an alchemical process to happen within us. We're creating some space to let our bodies and our nervous systems do what they're designed to do so that we don't actually have to spend all of our energy in our heads trying to figure something out that can actually be figured out by our bodies. And after this lesson, I encourage you to journal a little bit. Just journal about, you know, what are the things that I'm getting served by within this dynamic, allowing this to happen? Like, what parts of me are enjoying this? And what am I not wanting to see or feel? Like, what did I feel that I have been trying to avoid feeling? And just spend a few minutes jotting that down after. You can even pause this right now and do it. Just so that you bring a bit more density to the energetic that came up for you, right? And you can open your eyes and just kind of reorient yourself to the space before we continue. You don't need to be stoic or like unfeeling when it comes to this stuff. You can have your feelings. It's that the boundary and the choice comes from the deeper place, right? It comes from that mature knowing this is it. You will still have potentially a few little tantrums with yourself before you can have the boundary, or you can walk away, or you can say the thing. You can wiggle and squirm, and you can let all parts of yourself have their experience, right? You can. I recommend it. They want your attention. That's what they really, really want. And that's where all of the alchemy around this is going to happen, is how you hold yourself in these sticky parts. And the ways that you let your heart be open and cracked through the whole process. And if you really take this to heart and you start putting this into practice in your lives, I'm telling you, your relationships will transform. Your lives will transform. Little tweaks here and there. That's all it takes. And the tighter you get with this, right, the more attuned to your own energy and to really like the template of what it feels like to be generous, the more attuned you get to that, the more you just begin living with that and by that. And so it becomes just little choices, little adjustments, little boundaries, little things here and there. And it becomes a lot smoother of a ride. So thank you so much for coming on this journey this deeply with me. It's probably, my guess, not what you expected. And I would absolutely love to hear a review on what this moved in you, what it was like for you, or again, sharing within the context of the course. You can always send me a message as well. And wishing you all the best on your relationship journey.